There's only one song. I'll reset the songs here. There's only one song that comes to mind that really covers all these people. I need a quick drink of water.
Change, change, change.
Change, change, change.
Now, we talked about this next story weeks ago on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit on Hotwire. That's an offering we provide, another level on those platforms that we provide. And we talked about this happening, and now it's here. Seems to be an ongoing theme. For the last 5 years, we say something and people say we're fucking nuts, and then we... It came true. No, it was always true. You weren't open to the fact that it was true at the time. Consumer prices increased 4.2% to the highest level since 2008. Consumer price index jumped 42.4. Might as well be 42%. 4.2% over the last 12 months. Of course, this is according to the Department of Labor statistics, so to be honest with you, I would jack that up. It's the fastest pace of inflation since 2008. How's that new president working out for you? It's working out pretty well for the rich people, and the haves, not so well for you. Consumer price index, CPI, increased 0.8% between March. Blah, 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 blah. Look, it's fucking bad out there, right? And it's going to get worse. Okay, next story. I mean, we could, like...
consumer price index increased 0.8%.
Get the fuck... You know what? Everything's more money now. Everything. Not just one or two things. Everything. This is what the story should say. It should say, you're fucked. And Payne told you about it a couple months ago, which gave you a little bit of a jump start. But for the most part, you're still screwed. I'm screwed. We're all screwed. Unless you have a lot of money. Then you're not screwed. That's what the story should say. I think it probably would read a lot better. And we'll probably be able to sink in a little bit quicker.
Last month, the CPI rose 0.6%.
How about this? How about your labor stats? You stick them up your ass, your Bureau of Labor and Labor Department stats. How about coming out and telling us that fucking corn is up 50%, that copper's up 50%, that soybeans are going to be up 35, 40%, in addition to the 25% they were up last year, etc. How about shipping is up 400%, ocean container, 400%. Right? Fuck the 0.6% shit. How about the lumber prices are up? Gasoline, steel, computer chips. You can't even get computer chips. Home appliances coming over from China. They're still the same price. So why have prices increased? As I said months ago on Hotwire, because the shipping has quadrupled. And that was before the Suez Canal disaster. We talked about commodities. Give me some intel. Who fucking cares about this consumer price index crap? That doesn't do anything for us out here. We got enough. I need an economics fucking degree now. These people write these stories. It's like they're... Actually, I don't even think people write the stories. I think these are written by machines. Like AI, I do. Tell me what's going on here. Tell me what's going on. How it affects me. Isn't that more interesting? We're in trouble. It's not coming down anytime soon. Let me give you an example of how these companies work. textiles, clothing, okay? When Trump was talking about tightening things with China and charging them tariffs and things like that, clothing companies said, oh, you know what? We anticipate there's going to be a problem. So they told their suppliers and they told their customers, and this is wholesale, this is not retail. They told their wholesale customers who were buying wholesale clothes, look, we're jacking things up 4 or 5% to offset a potential tariff with the Chinese because of Trump. Well, eventually that's gone away. There's no tariff anymore. Whatever was jacked up has receded, right? So wholesalers were paying a 4 or 5% additional and then passing that on to you. Guess what? When the tariff goes away or the threat of a tariff goes away, the wholesalers don't get a rebate and prices don't go down. So now you're paying at least 4 or 5% more because the threat of something that no longer exists. The original suppliers, the manufacturers, don't come back and say, hey, you know what? We're going to lower prices by 4 or 5%. Those tariffs went away. No. They keep it. Fuck them. They're paying it now. They'll pay it. This goes on all the time. That's the shit I want to know. Who's ripping me off? Besides the government. And of course, all these, I'll say this, it's very true. I'd say 85% of your problems in this world, in this country, come from the government, either state or local, of course, federal, with all the regulations and all the bullshit. You know, when you look back, folks, we're right around the corner from the DuPonts and all the land they own fucking all over the place. All over the place, okay? And I coach some of their kids and stuff in hockey, right? And we know a lot of the DuPonts. And they're loaded. It's ridiculous, the amount of money they have. But they made money. The DuPonts, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Vanderbilts. It goes on and on and on. They made money before there was income taxes. You try making that money now. Before the government said, hey, assholes, you got to start paying a lot of money. And now they're pounding you. Well, I don't know what you pay, 50%? You don't even realize you're paying at least 50% in all the different taxes. So if you really broke things down, I'd say 80, 85% of your problems, your challenges, come from government overreach, big fat government, etc., who keep taking and taking and taking. And guess what? You're stupid enough to keep giving it. Or are you? You better wise up fast or you won't have fucking anything by the time they're done with you. We said that a year. We said that March 2020. They're going to come for everything. Everything. Of course, at that time, we didn't know who would include your DNA, your bloodstream, etc. And we were right about that. Fuck's sake. They just, it's like a crazed addict. They never leave you alone. They always want more. We opened up with whipping post and wow. Headline, biggest rise in consumer prices in more than a decade is understated by half. Oh, thank you. I said don't believe a fucking word with the labor statistics and all their bullshit. Now, I haven't read the news tonight here, so we're in 100% fresh. And we just decided to roll the music because I was on the phone up until about 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on the phone all day, sticking and moving. So I said we'll just roll the music. So I haven't seen this, so that's funny that... It took a whole story for me to be vindicated on that. Inflation has arrived, evident of the 4.2% gain in the consumer price index over the past 12 months. But the most significant increase since 2008 still is not fully capturing experience inflation, since it is missing the rise in housing inflation. Boom. Thank you. The Bureau of Labor Statistics. They should just do away with this. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's fucking rigged. Upside down and sideways. In the land of cotton, old times there are not forgotten. Look away. Should just end the show right here. Just end the show right here, please. Look away. Well, we'll let it build, and then at the climax here at the end of the song, American Trilogy by Elvis, we'll take a little water break. I'm not going to talk over that. It's a work of art. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that April consumer prices, blah, 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 8.8%, blah, 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 blah. However, the acceleration of core consumer prices in the past 12 months is unlike that of 1995. Owner's rent, which accounts for roughly one-third of the core index, is up only 2%. Who fucking cares? I'm sorry. Tell me, give me the skinny. Time to read all this shit. U.S. core consumer prices explode higher at a fastest pace since 1981. Now that's good. That's good intelligence. Not all this other shit. That's the biggest year-over-year jump since September 2008. The biggest month-over-month jump since June 2008. We're talking just recently. I look at all these charts on here, guys. I mean, the stories are on True Pundit. I look at all these charts. I look at all these graphs. Can we get to the bottom line why this stuff is happening? I mean, if you really think about it, all the stuff we read as news consumers and the things we consume, I'm just thinking out loud here, tells all how the numbers are. I mean, business reporting, right? A chimpanzee could write business reporting. It's just numbers. It's boring. I understand. But why is this happening? Why? That's what's more interesting to me. And why is it all happening at the same time? You understand it's fucking like been chaos the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Since Biden got in, basically, it's been nothing but chaos. And now you have pipelines that are being tampered with. Oh, don't worry, the FBI is on it. Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they know all about who's responsible. They may have even paid a few folks in the mix. And don't think it doesn't fucking happen. I know it does. I worked for these guys. It's just, we need to grow up as a country and realize that this government, they don't have our best interest in mind at any turn. In fact, they openly work against us. Look no further than January 6th. They're still tracking down soccer moms and grandmoms that were at the Capitol while alleged hackers shut down pipelines. If you believe that story, if you believe that Russian hackers shut down this pipeline and the U.S. didn't have their hand in it somehow, these nefarious sons of bitches, I have a bridge for you to buy in Brooklyn. It's a real good deal. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about what's really going on. Let's talk about education is up. Costs are up. Alcoholic beverages costs are up. You may know that. Personal care items are up. Tobacco is up. See, I missed the ending. I'm too pissed off. Fuck it, we'll go back and play it again. I just forgot that it's my goddamn show and I'll do what I want to do. And I wanted my drink of water, damn it. Where's it at? I'll be back. Okay, that's better. Let's talk about, okay? We're talking about education costs up, alcoholic beverages, that's up, personal care items, tobacco is up. What else is up? Fuck all these. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says, oh, so now the Labor Department says 4.2%. 4.2%, kiss my ass. Over the last 12 months, that's bullshit. 4.2% means fucking squat when your grocery bill is up 30%. When meat's up, what, 50, 60%? 4.2%. What is this fucking grade? Is this, are we finger painting in nursery school now? Look what I made with my finger paint, Mom. Sit your ass down, you Mickey Mouse motherfuckers. We're talking about double digits all over the place. We're talking about indexes that are rising 1%, 2% a month, 0.5% a month, 4.2% over the year. What else is up? Oh, I'll tell you what else is up. Hospital services increased. Physician services decreased because they're not doing anything. Because if you're sick, they tell you, fuck off. If you, I think I have COVID, doctor. Oh, you do? That's weird. Don't come in here. Don't bring your sick ass in here. If it gets really, treat it as a cold. Treat it with over-the-counter drugs. Treat it with over-the-counter drugs. A fucking serious respiratory problem. Oh, yeah. I'll just go get some fucking Tylenol. That's great for my lungs. If it gets really bad, go to the hospital. Why are you here? Physician services is down, was down a little bit in April, 0.3%. Everything else is up. Hospital services are up. Prescription drugs rose 0.5% in a month. Medical care overall up in April. You things start raising like, let's say, as an example, I have an example right here. I have all the old list. Household furnishings and operations increased almost 1% in April after rising almost 0.5% in March. Motor vehicle insurance increased 2.5% in April.
Oh, but it's 4.2%, the consumer price index for the whole year.
Oh, it's almost eclipsed in 1 month for car insurance. 2.5% in April. So for what? Who the fuck is driving? Oh, we have a chance to rake these sons of bitches over the coals. Everything else is up. Jack up the insurance.
That's okay, I'm getting rid of my car, and I'm getting rid of my truck, and I'll rent a car. This is bullshit, I'm not driving that much. Oh yeah? April.
The index for car and truck rentals increased in April. What do you think, 3%? 4.4%?
4.2% over the year.
16.2% in one fucking month. Don't give me your labor statistics bullshit. I don't believe any of it. And neither should you. This is the equivalent of allowing the FBI to investigate themselves. You have a labor department. You have a labor secretary appointed by this cement head Sears fucking mannequin of a president. And they're going to release information that makes him look bad without these guys tampering. Oh, no, no, no. You can't release that. You better tone that down. Of course, you asked that idiot Biden and his spokespeople, there's no inflation. There's no inflation. What are people talking about? We haven't even gotten into what your dollar buys. Excuse me. My brain is moving and working a lot faster than my mouth. Talked to some guys over in the UK. The fucking British pound is like the conversion rate's 141 to the US dollar. It used to be almost parity. In other words, a US dollar would be worth $1 straight up in the UK. Now it takes $1.41. Even the cats in the UK said, what the fuck happened to the dollar, bro? What happened? You tell me. Ask Joe Biden. Ask that idiot Mnuchin, Trump's Treasury Secretary. Ask those idiots with their PPP and their bullshit trillions. That's what happened to the dollar. We're not even talking about that. We've talked about that previously, about fucking super cranked up on steroids inflation. But don't worry. Biden says there's no inflation. Right. Right. You know, we talked about yesterday. We're going to get into a pipeline story next. We talked about yesterday the pipeline. I made some interesting connections on that. I forgot to mention too, after the show was over and we finished, I said, God damn it, forgot to mention this. We talked about the states that are targeted, mostly red states, and wouldn't you know it, that it's also the states that were the first to get rid of the mask mandates. All the states have gotten rid of the mask mandates are targeted as of yesterday. I think that midget DeWine got rid of the... We dropped some of the coronavirus requirement. Who knows what the fuck is going on in Ohio? They're prepping for the COVID Super Bowl now. And people are going to come in from all over now to compete in the coronavirus vaccine Olympics. Never... And we thought... I can't say that, but it's funny. You know, I know there are a lot of good people in Ohio, but these people are not doing you any favors, these politicians. Yeah, they just look pretty fucking scary. Scary place to be. I think somebody hit their head. I think DeWine, somebody hit their head too many times back in the day at Jogga Lake. Anyway. You folks will get it, who are in the know. Headline, Biden's energy secretary. Oh, this broad's a real winner, isn't she? Biden's energy secretary makes a stunning admission about pipelines. So far, the only thing Biden knows about pipeline is where he was getting his coke from. And I'm not talking about Hunter. On his first day in office, Joe Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. That seems like a great move, doesn't it? communism's a bitch, right? Socialism's a bitch. You start ruling out and you start implementing these socialistic policies. And, oh, it's about green. We have to stay green. And then bad things start to happen, almost like wildfire. Like, almost like they've already spun out of control. Does it sound familiar? Pretty much everything that's going on now. On Tuesday afternoon, Biden's own Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm made the stunning admission that pipelines are the safest way to transport oil. Then it's a good thing they got rid of the Keystone XL pipeline. You know, the level of insanity with these people. Something comes to mind, and it's basically been hijacked in the last couple weeks. It's fucking sad. Michael Savage has a book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. It's kind of his catchphrase for a long time, and he wrote a book about it, and basically it belongs to him as far as I'm concerned, right? I mean, he wrote a book on it, and that's what it's called. You know, Elvis Presley doing some Hank Snow. Boy, tell me you wouldn't go back to the 1950s. Over today. I mean, really, seriously, you folks that were around in the 50s, give me a break. You would jump at the chance to go back to the way it was, regardless of all the technology and everything. Although it's a great time to be alive, is it? Is it a great time to be alive when you're worried about your kids and your grandkids and the world we're going to leave them? It's not so fucking great, is it? Give me Hank Snow. Give me Presley. Give me Marty Robbins. 56, 57, 58, 59. Fucking in El Paso and 50. I mean, come on. The music was better. Arguably, or less than arguably, a better country. Before all these criminals took it over. I get so pissed off just thinking about it. I don't know. I talk about pipelines and things. Of course it's safe, for fuck's sake. I was saying, there's something wrong with these people. When Savage coined the phrase liberalism is a mental disorder, he was right. He was right. But now it's morphed into communism. Okay? And I noticed recently that guys on Fox News have stolen that. Liberalism is a mental disorder. And they don't even credit Savage. Credit the fucking guy. You guys didn't come up with it. Number one, you're not bright enough to come up with it. Which is why they steal shit. And the one dope who's got the big podcast, the big former Secret Service guy, he stole it too. And I was talking to Savage's people. They're like, these fucking people have no shame. And I said, they don't. They don't have any shame. Savage keeps track of all that stuff. Talking to his producer just recently, and we just talked about that. He's agreed to come on the show, so we're working that out. But we have a couple things we have to build here first. We have a couple things we have to build before we start rolling out the big guns. We have to walk before we can run. We have a platform to finish here. And to build. And we're making progress on it. So I keep hearing these people like Psaki, the spokesperson. They say one thing and then they come back and then they do a 180. There's... They move the goalposts on a regular basis. Who does that sound like? Fauci? And those criminals? Yeah, that's who it sounds like. There should be a fucking township rebellion. Any day now, you can get off the fucking couch and do something about it.
Oh, Netflix is on, man. What's your problem?
Yeah. You better learn how to speak Chinese. You think I'm fucking kidding? Maybe I'm not as well-spoken as Aldous Huxley and as polished as some of these people, but the facts are the facts, and the truth is the truth, and the future is the fucking future. And when you can see it, you can see it. Some people would say, oh, it's a gift. It's not a gift. It's a curse. When you're 5, 10, 15 years ahead of other people, it's a curse. Believe me, my entire career. You say something 5 years before it happens, it happens. And, oh, that guy was crazy back then. Remember him? But some poser, some carpetbagger breaks it 5 years later, and he or they are the fucking hero, and you're the zero. The guy who's out front gets stoned. And not the fun kind of stoned. Stoned with like fucking rocks. The original pioneering messenger gets fucking stoned, threatened, marginalized, deplatformed. I mean, you can break Alex Jones's ass all you want. And you can have an opinion on Alex Jones. A lot of the things he talked about are coming fucking true, so to speak. What about Atlas Shrugs? Remember? People said, oh, she's crazy. The characters in that book, those people were insane. Oh, yeah? Yeah? You think so? They're running the government now. Those same characters, fictional characters. They were never fictional. She understood what the fuck was going on. Be careful who you call a conspiracy theorist, right? These guys are making Nostradamus look like a street hobo. Let's go back to this idiot Granholm. Where do they get these people from? The cabinet. They've been in a cabinet. Believe it. Well, many of them will come out of different cabinets and in different closets. But anyway, that's for Pain After Dark. Biden's energy secretary blames COVID-19 for soaring gas prices. You talk to anybody that knows anything in the oil industry, and they'll point to the fucking moron in the White House. We've had COVID-19 14 months now, 15 months. I don't remember soaring gas prices in 2020, do you? All of a sudden, they just decided to fucking increase. I mean, this is stupid. It's not even good spin. These guys can't even spin. They don't even care. They're so bad at what they do. Ah, fuck these people. They hold you in so little regard. They won't even put any effort into lying to you. That's unbelievable on its own face, even by DC standards. Fuck these people. We're not even going to spend any time spinning things. These people don't even deserve polished lies. We'll just give them shitty lies. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is blaming the pandemic for soaring gas prices. Biden took office on January 20, and national average gas prices soared more than 50 cents. It's not done yet. CNN anchor Jake Tapper confronted Granholm on Friday about the skyrocketing gas prices, asking the former Michigan Democratic governor. Well, there's your answer right there, right? Whether high energy prices will slow down the post-pandemic economic recovery. Can we get a dude? Can we get a man's man in Michigan who's a governor? Not these crazy bitches. What is going on with the crazy broads in Michigan? This is a perfect song for the people in Michigan. Good people we know. Because too many crazy bitches in the state house.
Crazy bitches!
We can't go on together with some crazy eyes. And we can live our lives with crazy bitches. Good old friend I know. Pack up the car, it's time to go. What's going on in Michigan? Tapper confronted Granholm beyond whether or not this is what Tapper asked, beyond whether or not you think your policies are to blame, are you worried that the prices of gasoline could impact whether or not Americans travel, which of course needed to put money back in the economy? Tapper asked. In response, Granholm suggested an out-of-control COVID-19 virus is to blame for the higher prices at the pump.
People need to travel, you're right, but we need to get the virus under control first. We need to get to that 70%. We need to get herd immunity, Granholm replied. 70%.
70% vaccinated Americans. That's every fucking robot, every piece of shit politician, everybody is all about pumping the vaccine, selling the vaccine, herd immunity. Herd immunity is not happening. It's not fucking happening. Neither is 70% unless they lie about it, which, of course, could happen. You get asked a basic question. Hey, your energy policies suck. That's why gas prices are going up?
No, it's because 70% of Americans aren't vaccinated, Tapper. Fuck's sake.
It's ridiculous. It's a relentless script. Everybody's on script. Now they're rolling out, fucking, they're paying people $1 million lottery, fucking sweepstakes to pump poison into your fucking body. Why have gas prices gone up? I guess the virus itself is responsible for that. This woman, Granholm, is an idiot. She has no answer on rising gas prices. She tries to blame it on a virus that may or may not even exist as a pandemic, so to speak. Of course, it doesn't. It's a scamdemic. She didn't know what the fuck was going on with this Colonial Pipeline situation. She looked like a deer in headlights. And even the dopes in the New York Times had to publish a story suggesting that herd immunity in the United States is likely no longer possible. And hours later, this bird brain, who's coached to say these things by the Biden administration, turns a question about petroleum prices into a let's get 70% of fucking America vaccinated. You don't think these guys are on script? You don't think these bird brain cement heads are reading off the same cue card over and over and over? Think about what a massive failure this has been for these people. Regardless of every asshole, every jackass in Hollywood, every fool in the music industry, every dope on television, every bought and paid for reporter promoting, pimping, pumping up this vaccine, they still have only 30% of Americans fully vaccinated. Do you know why? Because smart Americans smell bullshit and dog shit a mile away. They're not going to put this in themselves. And you folks out there who have gotten it, knock yourself out. If you want your kids to have it, knock yourself out. If something bad happens, don't come fucking bitching to us. You got a 99.9% chance of recovering from this. I had it. My family had it. We understand. This might come as a shock.
Yeah, but if you're obese, you have a higher probability. And some people are obese.
Okay, So you know what you got to do. Lose the fucking weight. Lose the weight. If you get it then, it makes things go a lot better. Doctor says to me, you're a great candidate for a sleep study. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not fucking. Number one, when I go to bed, I'm not going to look like fucking Neil Armstrong, okay? With the space mask on. All right, unless I'm flying a space shuttle. And I haven't. There's been a couple times I, a few too many tequilas. I thought maybe I was on the space shuttle or maybe I was piloting the space shuttle, but doesn't mean I have to wear a goddamn space mask. I'm not going to bed. I think I'm Jules Verne, 20,000 leagues under the sea. I told my doctor straight out. She couldn't believe it. I said, no, I have a perfect remedy for a sleep study. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what my dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. I tried to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open-source intel, has been fantastic, and I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And of course the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you, patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show because it's just nonstop censorship. And there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different. And the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.